This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to this CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra, here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for. Well, in terms of trade yesterday, the markets regained 80% of the losses seen in the previous two sessions. We had the Sensex, which gained over 740 odd points, and we had 44 Nifty stocks which closed in the green. Reliance added a market cap of 80,000 odd crores in yesterday's trading session. FIIs net sold 1326 crores yesterday, and in the debt market, however, the FIIs net bought around 414 odd crores. In terms of cues to watch out for, well, it is a good global setup that we're working with this morning. So the US markets ended higher, we have Asia which is higher, and the SGX which is indicating a positive start for us. Brent crude currently just about higher by around $3 or 3% to around $21 per barrel. In terms of results to watch out for, it's going to be a heavy day from the broader markets. So we have Bharti Infratel from the Nifty space, but Hathway Cable, Network 18, TV 18, and Mahindra CIE, which will be coming out from the broader markets. It is also the weekly options expiry as well as the Bank Nifty options expiry today. Just watch out for a couple of macro cues, as Fitch has said that the EM contraction or emerging market contraction is likely, as India and China are now expected to see a sub 1% growth. Well, in terms of stocks to watch out for follow-on buying in Reliance Industries. Sun Pharma, which is released pledge, so pledge shares totally are down to 3.89% versus 4.83%. We have NBCC, which is in focus with regards to the JP Infra IBC case, where NCLAT has refused to stay in execution on the NBCC resolution plan. SAIL, which has produced around 16.15 MT of steel in FY19-20. MCX India, which has completed a pay in and payout, including settlement of April 20th crude oil contract. Vodafone in focus, as Vodafone Group has accelerated a payment of $200 million to Voda Idea, which was due in September 2020. Godrej and Boyce, where measures including salary cut for senior management for 6 months, according to the company, will help in strong recovery. And KNR Construction, the company's SPV, has recommenced the collection of toll on all of its NHAI projects. Well, those are a couple of stocks to watch out for. To watch out for the sustainability in terms of the gains that we'll see for our markets, considering the strong global cues. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast, which is brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.